From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitation. I'm backing up.
Well, we had a little bit of a disruptive start there. I apologize for that. Welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy, vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored from the corporate media. So you can listen to Radio Monterey from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., Sunday through Saturday. Visit RadioMonterey.com and take a look at the shows and the hosts and the information they're bringing for you. And in addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. We just had it in October. The next one will be in October. And we're looking forward to all of you signing up for the email list, coming to our events throughout the year, and then coming in to our big event in October when we celebrate around the Halloween time frame, Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, which means only one thing, it's time to have fun. Well, here we are on the 6th of December. The time is racing along, and we are right into the sixth week of preview of the first 6 months of 2017. We hope you got your preview calendar. They're available on the products page of GoodVibrationsRadio.com, or if you attended Kirilani's workshop on Friday night and got it there. Either way, we hope you're paying attention to what's going on with you each day of the month, because that's a preview of a week in 2017. That being said, as you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay in 1903, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted to really bring out two primary points to us. One is that our reality is a direct result of our past thoughts and actions. Our present reality was created by those thoughts, those beliefs, those actions. However, that doesn't predict our future. Our future is an outcome of our present thoughts, beliefs, and actions. So each day we have an opportunity to create a new future as we go forward. And the other thing James wanted us to know is that what we put in our heart, where our passion is, what we truly are connected to, and that's where we focus our intention, that's what we bring out into the world. So in Day by Day by James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the sixth day of the month, he tells us to release the past. Don't dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly now. And don't think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. He definitely recommends that we go through the process of releasing and forgiving. And as we've talked on this show, Kirilani and I have discussed, it starts with forgiving yourself and then forgiving others. Very often when we forgive others, we still haven't released that hook inside of ourselves that said, hey, I let that happen, or I didn't prevent that, or I could have done this. And that keeps us in that cycle of not forgiving ourselves when we're pretending to forgive someone else. You see, we cannot forgive someone else if we don't first forgive ourselves. Forgive ourselves from what we knew and didn't act on, or what we didn't know and couldn't act on. Release that. Let it go, because that's living in the past, and it doesn't deal well with the present, and it won't help you in the future. One of the things they recommend is, when you look at it, acknowledge the fact that it's okay that you're hurt. Allow yourself to be hurt. Grieve the loss. Forgive yourself. Forgive the person. And then release the event and move on. And we can talk more about that a little later. But one thing to do every day to not be stuck in negative thoughts is to always have a positive thought each day to focus on. One way I do that is through the Daily Word with Unity. And the Daily Word for today says, I open my mind to the light of my being and answers are revealed. So release your past. Don't get stuck on it. Open your mind to the light of your being and the answers will be revealed. And that brings us to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer, an expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, with teas, and color, and provides custom essential oil blends and teas and hand-dyed silk scarves for her clients to create unique fusion consultations that empower their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. And she provides a unique go-with-the-flow every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. Let's welcome Kirilani and her go-with-the-flow.
Well, thank you, Salazar. And oh my goodness, December is off to a quick start, isn't it? We have amazing opportunities in December, and all of the time that I have been tracking vibrations, which for now goes back years and years and years, this is the most powerfully packed 31 days that we have that I've ever seen. And I'm sure there's going to be more coming in the upcoming years. But, oh my gosh, let's make the most of these opportunities that are at our fingertips. Here we are in 2016, closing out the year. 2016, a year that has been devoted to really asking us to integrate and synthesize the gifts that have been in our life from all the experiences we have had. Everything from this life, everything from past lives, everything from this time of limitations, to really harvest all that has happened there and use that to draw it to us, to draw those gifts, those talents, those abilities to us, to position us to almost birth ourselves anew into limitlessness. That's the juncture. That's the threshold that we're standing upon. So it's been a year about being willing to release anything that's no longer serving you. Let go and make space for new to come in. Being willing to say, I have learned everything I need to learn about limitations, and I am ready to graduate. And just like in graduation from high school or college, we graduate so that we can move on to the next thing. Now, to some people, that may be going from high school to college, from college to grad school, from, you know, college or from school to what we would call the real world, right? All of this requires an expansion into a more elevated way of being. That's where we're standing right now. So this nine-year cycle that we've been in that started in 2001, culminating now in 2016, it's going back and saying, okay, let's make sure that whatever lessons the universe was trying to get us to learn, we really have learned. And this in December, I'm seeing in my own life and in talking to people, this is kind of like final exams. There's going to be stuff coming up that says, how do you want to handle that? Because this time period is not just about closing out. It is more powerful So you kind of got a grace period for the next 26 days. If there's things you still want to clean up, release, let go of, declare yourself done with, really be done with, you've got 26 days to do that. But at the same time, all this energy is coming in for 2017. And December, as Salazar said, serves as the preview of that first 6 months of 2017 of the creative cycle of the year. And each day, as he said, represents a week in that year. So we already have gone through, in the preview period, all of January of 2017. Today starts the preview of February. Now, February is a month that's all about love, personal love. It's about balance. It's about health and healing that comes through balance and opening to love. So it is a time to kind of find your equilibrium. So you may find tests coming up around that energy, about how well am I able to stay in balance when I get different things coming at me. There's a lot going on. It's very nuanced, very layered. So it's very good to just stay in the moment. And as things come up, know that your intent in December is, as they come up, is to transform them in the moment. Ask what tools you can use from this last 9 years to address whatever the situation is in your life that's come up. So those tools include the one energy. The one is all about really seeing ourselves as interconnected, that we are all one, that what I'm experiencing in a situation, if I can see that I have played all roles, that I have been all things, that that other person is just mirroring to me what it is that I need to experience, we are able to get to a place of forgiveness. We are getting able to get to a place of oneness much quicker. It's about knowing yourself and being an individual and yet a part of the collective whole. It's the lesson of the two about relationships and communication and diplomacy. Or maybe you pull out this tool of maybe I need to break out my creativity and find a creative new option to this situation. Maybe it's about the four. It's about organization and discipline and defining direction and staying focused. Maybe it's about the five, willingness to embrace change. Or we talked about the six, about balance. Or seven, about truth. Or eight, about self-love and being willing to allow grace to flow into your life. Whatever comes up, it's using this toolbox of tools that you've built up over the last 9 years, just like a martial artist learning different moves to say, in this moment, which tool am I going to use? Which move am I going to use? So you get a lot of variety in these years like 2016. December pulls it all together and says, okay, now put it in action. And as you do that, with every choice you make, with where we put our time, with where we put our focus and our energy and our desire and our passion, that is what we are planting a seed to create a limitless amount of when we get into 2017. So every day can be used as this alchemical tool for seeding the future, for visioning the future, for doing creative visualization, for doing ritual, to plant those seeds, to actually physically taking action toward whatever those seeds and dreams are that you want to create. And as we go through this week, our focus from a preview cycle, I said, was in the February and going into March timeframe. But each of the days this week, we have some really powerful energies that are flowing that I wanted to share with people. So yesterday was a huge opening, huge portal about embracing change, about expanding our consciousness beyond the mundane, of really anchoring heaven to earth. And we're going to have a series of these as we go through the month. The next one is on the 14th. So we're going to be in this week leading up the energy building to that next portal. Now, these portals are so big that we will feel them as we go through this next week. They're going to kind of butt up against each other. And they're squeezing us to say, what is heaven on earth to you? And are you living that? So as we go through this month that's all about heaven on earth, it's letting us plant limitless seeds for having our life be heaven on earth. So each of us get to choose what that's about, what that looks like and feels like. And today is a day that's all about self-truth. So it's pushing you. It's really kind of going in there and saying, what does that mean to you? And as we define that, seven is, you know, this energy of today is also about really liberation. It's about allowing ourselves to be free of anything that is holding us back. And through that liberation and freedom, we gain that feeling of heaven on earth. A lot of times it's that restrictions that we're feeling trapped, that we're feeling caught in a situation that impairs that flow. So very important day today. As we work up toward Thursday, huge day. So this is a day to mark on your calendar as a universal recycling day because it has that seed energy on the spiritual saying, you are a seed of the divine, a seed of God. What are you going to pack in that seed? And anything that is not love and light and truth and vibrant life thriving in this world, I am willing to release from my life. Anything that does not align with that, right? So very big day for having some time in meditation, doing cord cutting, doing release ceremonies, just really letting go. And then we come to Friday. Friday is another one of these 55 days, this Heaven on Earth day. So it's going to mirror or echo what we had yesterday, what's coming up on the 14th. It's kind of a little booster reinforcement. So it's like that center point of a bridge between those two periods. So that's going to be a very powerful day. Then on the Saturday, we have a double dose of unconditionality. It creates this portal of new beginnings. And that's perfect in a time when you're seeding new beginnings. And that's what next year is all about, seeding new beginnings, creating almost like a fresh blanket of snow. And these are the first footsteps that are going to walk into that snow field. Where are you going to lead with those footsteps? It's really virgin territory. So very important, powerful day for planting seeds. And then on Sunday, we have, oh my goodness, a huge day of awakening, saying it is through all the vibrations of love that we awaken. And that is how, by sharing our love and light in the world, we help each other awaken. It's connecting those points of light around the world until we can illuminate all of the darkness. So super great day that day. And then we have another day of limitlessness on Monday, and that leads us to next Tuesday when we'll be back together again with a day of liberation. Very powerful, powerful day of liberation and, again, release through transformation. So, my goodness, in all the time we've been sharing on the show, I'm not sure we've had a week quite as amazing as this. And this continues throughout the month. So that's a lot of information. I very much encourage you to go out to the Good Vibrations Radio website to get the preview calendars, because that will help you follow along. And how we use these is to, even if you're not a big journal person, you can jot down a few words of what's going on there so that when you get to that point in the year, you can say, ah, this is what was happening in the preview. This may give me some signposts or some ideas of what's going to play out when I get to February, when I get to March. It also is a good time to record what are those seeds that you planted so you can see as they go through the year how they bloom in your life. Maybe it's starting a new project. Maybe it's setting new intentions. Maybe it's starting a healthier habit. Maybe it's letting go of certain things that don't serve you. See how that starts playing out as you get to that point in the year. So that is some of the vibrational information. I wanted to share some of the tools you can use as you go through December to align with those vibrations. And I like to use essential oils, aromatherapy, and flower essences. I like to use colors. Very powerful for connecting those energies. So the colors to align with December with the heaven on earth energy, aquamarine and pumpkin and copper. The aromatherapy is ylang-ylang, clary sage and melaleuca, and stones, aquamarine or obsidian thunder egg. And then if you want to start tapping into the energy for 2017 and preparing for that, some of the colors are beige and chocolate. The aromatherapy is coconut, myrrh. Myrrh is the oil of the Divine Mother. So when we talk about connecting heaven to earth, that's a good one to work with. And dill. The stones are turquoise and azurite and angelite. So if you are interested in the aromatherapy, I love using the doTERRA brand. It's very pure, certified, therapeutic-grade oil. And it's really handled with integrity from the source. So energetically, that carries through in the quality of the oil and how your body responds to them. So they work on a physical, emotional, and mental level. And spiritual. I guess I should also share about the ones for the nine. This is if you're still having things you feel like you need to release and let go of, I would keep working with these as we go through December. That would be lavender and sandalwood and bergamot, which is what's in Earl Grey tea, or wild orange. Very powerful, or make a combination of them. And that's what I've been doing for myself and with my clients when we do the vibrational infusions. Very powerful tool as we go through these power days for either letting go or for getting into sacred space to plant seeds. So that, Solazar, gives us some of the information to get started with to have the most fruitful December. You know, we talk about in the holidays, you know, there's a lot of energy on gift giving, and it's become very commercialized. And yet when we look at what December is truly about vibrationally, that it is this energy of heaven on earth, that it is connecting us back to our source, back to love, that is the greatest gift we could give ourselves. That is the greatest gift we can give each other, is to be that light and love that we came to be in this world. And as we are more that, as we awaken to who we truly are and are willing to shine those lights in the world, make different choices based on love, based on light, based on that there is abundance, that we are not separate, that we truly are connected and interconnected, we start creating a much more beautiful world. And sometimes during the holidays, people's hearts open more. And we create and have little moments of that. So those are great seeds to plant. But I just thought it was important to realize that some of these gifts are, the most beautiful gifts are sitting inside of ourselves that we have never opened. It's the gift of who we truly are. And so I wish for everyone in this season, in this December, as we move toward winter solstice, that we each find within us that beautiful light, that beautiful spark, and that we're willing to unwrap that package and be willing to share it with all of the people in our lives. So that, Salazar, I think is our go with the flow.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I have a couple of comments.
Sure.
One is when you mentioned to folks if they're still working on their nine.
I think we are still working on our nine.
Well, you mentioned to folks if they're still working on their nine and they wanted to use the various tools for that. I wanted to point out that just because we're leaving a nine period or going into a one period, that at no time are people compelled to only work on those areas.
I agree with you. Because particularly in a year that's been a 9 year, all of them come up, right? That's part of what the nine's about, is integrating all of the eight lessons that came before it.
And just because we're going into a 1 year, I'm trying to also say is that they shouldn't feel restricted, that they have to stop working on those other areas. That is absolutely not the intention or your message. The message really is that when we're in a 1 year, there's a lot more focus in certain areas. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't work on other areas if we feel they still need work or we would want to work on those areas. So everybody should always feel, one is that take advantage of the energy that's been made available to you during each annual cycle, during each month, during each period. Take advantage of it, try to utilize it toward those areas, but that doesn't mean you have to not, you can't work on other areas at any time.
Yeah.
That was pretty much my comment. Now, what I wasn't sure, Kira, is that I may have missed, what did you say for today and tomorrow? You don't have to do it in long form because I'm sure everybody else caught it, but it seemed like I missed it.
Today is about self-truth, and we still have the energy from yesterday's big portal that was about heaven on earth and about embracing change. So mm-hmm. with the self-truth of today, it helps us understand more, to liberate myself, to be more free. What is it that I can change in my life? What can I change within me? And then tomorrow is a self-love day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, I'm hitting a little unexpected, honestly, challenges in the self-love area. And I look back and I say, okay, in the last 9 years, where did I have my, I don't want to call them Waterloos, but where did I have my challenges? And it was in the self-love year. And so that, you know, because I'm going through a lot of change in my life, that doubting myself is back up. And you kind of go, oh, my God, I thought I was done with this. But it's really saying, okay, but what do I have? What tools do I have at my disposal now that maybe I didn't have back in 2015 that I can work with to address these challenges that have come up? And I was able to move through the situation much quicker and come back into balance, because it's always about coming into balance.
I want to point something out, especially since, tomorrow I'm doing a presentation on leadership magic, and some of what you said is really my leadership magic, which is all about bringing the best of who we are out into our situations. And I want to address something you said, and that is that as we are working through things and always working through things, we go through that period of learning where we call it the conscious competence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we have to think about what we're doing. And until we have sufficient opportunities to practice that skill, we'll always have to think about it. It's really almost an unnecessary restriction to impose upon ourselves, is that, I solved that back in 95. I'm not going to touch that again. Because really, until we encounter something else, we don't know if we're resolved it or if we have more work to do. So I'm just saying, I think we can be easy on ourselves. when we say, instead of saying, I thought I got past that, obviously I need to think about it, what's the best way for me to deal with this? And until it really becomes something that we've encountered so much, it's unconscious to us, we're always going to have to think about it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, which is why I'm sitting here laughing, because what you just described is exactly, you know, my little self-love bugaboo. I am hard on myself, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, do I want to plant a limitless amount of that? Well, maybe not, right? So for everybody, you know, whatever situations are up, because it's the universe saying, okay, is this how you want to do it? Or are you willing to try to do something different?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, and you were saying, you know, you said where you're hard on yourself, and that's really why I wanted to speak out, is I want people to recognize is that we are creating our own triggers around the situations, regardless of what the situation is. And I think the best thing to do from a self-love perspective for all of us is to try to just say, I don't need to be triggered, like you did. You said, hey, I thought I was done with this. Okay, apparently I'm not done with it. What do I now need to do? And remember that for the next time something surfaces, if you should find yourself feeling that trigger. I think, to me, that's self-love. The self-love is not that you go through it without thinking. The self-love is saying, I don't have to be triggered about it. I just have to work through it.
Yeah.
So I'm just sharing that with you. It's just and encouraging you to not be hard on yourself and encouraging the listeners to not be hard on themselves also. So let me tell you a little bit of what's going on. Yesterday, Mars, you know, in Aquarius had a little bit of a sextile with Uranus in Aries. And that's a nice little get-together. You know, so Uranus, as you know, Uranus is all about kind of the strange, the unusual, the different. And being in Aries, you know, there's no holding back the energy. So, you know, you put strange and different in the sign that says, hey, let's jump out there. You're experiencing the strange and different. We all are. We're all going through a little bit of a different experience, little strange experiences, little, probably even some of the reactive experiences that you experienced. It's because of this little sextile, but it's really asking us to, you don't have to take things apart or rebuild anything. It's just, you have a new experience, you take it for what it's worth, and you move on. But then tomorrow, oh no, I'm sorry, that's today. It's today, so that's what you're experiencing. And then tomorrow, Venus will enter Aquarius. And this will make us a little bit more social, congenial. It's not like a deep, connective, let's everybody run out and fall in love type of thing. But and you may not even have big expressions from those people in your life who love you. It's not necessarily going to open those doors. But it is kind of a congenial, social type of an energy that we'll be going through. And it almost seems to fit the season until we hit next week for our show, when we'll hit the full moon in Gemini, which again is a super moon. And, you know, Gemini is the twins, so we'll be having a little bit of a mixed message hitting us during that time. But so between now and then, this is really just a social time, a time for the new and unusual. Expect things to be a little different. Don't be thrown off by them. Just allow them to be. And as you said, as you go into tomorrow, you know, we've got self-love. You go from self-truth to self-love, and then releasing and cord cutting, and then another heaven on earth, and then a portal of new beginnings just carrying us through this week. Some of those new beginnings, some of those experiences, some of those cord cuttings may all come up as a result of being introduced to new experiences, new and different. And that may be what brings up some of the old that you think was cleared, but it wasn't. So it wasn't as cleared as you thought it was. So the new experience shows you there's still some residual, and you get to work on it again. But I think from what you said, Kira, too, it's important for people to get, don't be hard on yourself. Just go easy be loving, be self-caring, be self-giving, and be gentle in your approach to everything with yourself and others.
Yeah, I think that that sums it up really well, because I was curious to see, you know, what the different astrological influences were, given that, you know, from a vibrational point of view, it is so powerful. And that brings with it some intensity that I think everyone has been feeling. You know, I've been talking to people and they're going, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm tired, because you're doing a lot of work. You're doing it in your sleep. You're doing it, you know, within the day as you integrate. So if there's things where you've got some control over your own schedule and you can lighten your load a little bit just to give yourself a little more integration time, do it.
Well, also remember, you're getting less vitamin D.
That's true.
As we march to that solstice, we're getting less and less and less and less light. We're getting less of that direct sunlight into us. So it's a good time for us to not push. Because pushing through this period is, again, pushing against the natural energy in play right now. So gentle flow. Go easy. Give yourself the rest you need. Do all the things that are self-care that we tend to apply to other people and not ourselves.
Yes.
And then as Venus enters Aquarius, too, the other thing we want to remember that sometimes you may find as we go forward after tomorrow with Venus, because it's going to be 6:51 in the morning tomorrow, that people will just end up running their mouth off of random stuff as if it's gospel. Expect a little bit of it, be gentle with it, and watch for when you do it, because we'll all do it at some point, because Aquarius has a tendency sometimes to be a little random. So just use it to be social, non-confrontational season with everyone. So anything else, Kira, that you'd like to share? Any thoughts that you have?
No, I think that pretty much is it.
Wow.
Unless you had any other questions for me.
Not that I know, but one thing I wanted to point out is that when you're giving the aromatherapy and stuff, is that, because I wasn't clear, and I probably haven't been clear for a while, I meant to ask this question, is that for the month? For the week? Or how do you...
That's for the month.
For the month, good.
And there's good ones that are for the year. So, like, for example, the ones that I was sharing for the one with the myrrh and the coconut and the dill, that you can use all year long. The ones that were for the heaven on earth, that you would use just for the month.
Okay. And for the all year long, is that 2017?
Yes.
Okay. So that's good. I'm glad I asked that question. And I want to remind folks something you touched on, that, you know, today is the preview of February 1st through 7th. And when you get to the Portal of New Beginnings on Saturday, that's actually the rest of this week we're making through that month of February you spoke about. And the Saturday is the summary of February. So this is an important week here.
Oh, yes, that's a good thing to bring up, because those summary days give you kind of a catch-up period, right? Just say, hey, here you're integrating an entire month, so there's more powerful opportunities on those days.
Yeah, so we do encourage people, go get your download calendars and start paying attention to what's going on. But as you said again, for February, you want people to focus in really on their self-love, focus in on their balanced love and their love of self and others. And when they're focusing in on that, to really make sure that they're never giving up their own self-love, that we have a tendency sometimes to give away instead of making sure we have a solid foundation inside. So those were my thoughts. Anything else that you wanted to share? Any other thoughts you had?
No, I think that's it for the week. I just wish people good luck with each moment and sending lots of love out to everyone. Again, it's kind of like this time doesn't come again. So I know I get caught up in my everyday world, and sometimes it's about integrating the everyday world with what's happening on a spiritual and energetic level. But don't let this 31 days just whiz by as if it was just nothing, right? Make the most of the opportunities where you can.
All right. And so I want to thank Kira for joining us and for what she shared. And I'm going to take a bit of a break with another Pentatonics for the season. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And it's not that I necessarily believe it, but I love their singing of it. So let's listen to this, and then when we come back, we'll go into some forgiveness prayers.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon a blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio. This is Solazar. So grateful that you could join us here on this Tuesday, December 6th. And I wanted to share that when I started the show, I started with Day by Day with James Allen. I so love that. But he said to release the past. And some of what I talked about at that moment was we have to acknowledge our pain. We have to acknowledge that it was valid, that it was a valid experience that we went through. But then we have to work through the process of the forgiveness. So we start by acknowledging it. We grieve the loss. Maybe it's a person who was in our life. Maybe it was something else in our life. Maybe it was an experience, a job, a career, a spouse, a child, something like that, a friend. We grieve the loss. We're allowed to grieve the loss. But then we have to forgive. And it's important that we're forgiving ourselves as we're forgiving others. then we need to focus on releasing that event. Now, the holiday seasons tends to bring up a lot of sorrow for many, many people. But I want to share with you this wonderful forgiveness prayer that I use all the time. I use it almost every day. It comes from the Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records by Lisa Barnett. Now, the importance of this prayer is that it has three levels of forgiveness. One is we ask for forgiveness for those who have caused us some harm, consciously or unconsciously. Next, we ask for forgiveness for anyone that we have harmed, consciously or unconsciously. And then we ask for forgiveness for ourselves for any hurt that we have caused ourselves, consciously or unconsciously. And I believe it's so thorough in its approach, and it's so gentle. So I'm going to say it, and as I say the words, if you're not driving, if you have some other place, or you're not surrounded by people, say the words out loud. If you're not able to say them out loud, repeat them after me in your mind. I'll leave space for that. So let's say our forgiveness prayer. And our forgiveness prayer is to release everything that has brought us to this present moment. So we'll start with Divine Spirit Source. Please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me. Consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment, I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Breathe in what you've just done. Feel that healing energy coming into you. You have just requested release of so much that has been holding you down and holding you back. Use that exercise again and again so that you can continually release the different layers as they peel back and reveal more. I want to share again what Albert Camus had shared with us, that was shared with me through email through the Empower Astrology site, and I still love it. In the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy, for it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing back. The late, great Stuart Wilde shared with us his warrior's prayer before he passed over. The warrior's prayer was blessed by him, and it has healing powers, and I will say it to you. I'll leave space for you to repeat after me, but this is one for you to receive. So I actually recommend, if you're in a place to be comfortable, close your eyes, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, deep healing breath, out through your mouth. Feel that life coming in as you breathe in. Feel that stress, tension, and worry go as you breathe out. I am what I am. And having faith in the beauty within me, I develop trust. In softness, I have strength. In silence, I walk with the gods. In peace, I understand myself and the world. In conflict, I walk away. In detachment, I am free. In respecting all living things, I respect myself. In dedication, I honor the courage within me. In eternity, I have compassion for the nature of all things. In unconditionality, in love, I unconditionally accept the evolution of others. In freedom, I have power. In my individuality, I express the God force within me. In service, I give of what I've become. I am what I am. Eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. And so be it. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself. And I know my worthiness. I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. On Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. on Good Vibrations Radio, I'll be speaking with Catherine Bell and her experiential dream work. She's an extraordinarily interesting guest who's been gone from being an astrophysicist to working with people for grounding and understanding their dreams as an experience to be lived and felt. That's this coming Thursday, December 8th, from 5 to 6 p.m. If you're able to listen to the show, I will also pass out at that time during the show the number to call in if you would like to share your dream and see if Catherine is able to help you through the process. Once again, I thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. I hope you're able to take the information we provide and turn the lead in your life into gold. And there's only one way to end today's show, and that's with Pentatonics doing their a cappella version of Leonard Cohen's Alleluia. Many blessings. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Alleluia.
Vibrations are happening with us.